A once enslaved baker from New Jersey helped feed George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. As part of WHYY's celebration of the nation's 250th birthday, Peter Crimmins reports on the life of Cyrus Bustle, who went on to start a thriving free black community in Philadelphia.
Near the corner of Arch and 3rd Streets in Old City is a historic marker for the black man who fed the Continental Army in Valley Forge. Coincidentally, it's right in front of a bakery called Tarts. Majul Johnson, a guide with the Black Journey African-American History Walking Tours, highlights the connection between bread baking and the success of Philadelphia's black community.
Being a baker and dealing in food services was one of the key things that black people, and especially black women, would be key in developing in this city and would lead to a African-American society here in Philadelphia that would become very elevated.
Cyrus Bustle was born into slavery in 1732 and sold to a man in Burlington, New Jersey, who taught him to bake bread and allowed him to earn some money. Bustle's descendant, Joyce Mosley of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, said Bustle used that money to educate himself.
He hired a boy, paid him with his extra money for baking, and the boy taught him to read and to write. So I have this image of, as the bread is baking, early in the morning, Cyrus is reading.
Bustle eventually became free and opened a baking business in Burlington. When the Revolutionary War broke out, George Washington created a network of bakers across the colonies to keep bread flowing to the troops. And Mosley said Bustle was one of them.
For 1 month, Cyrus was commissioned to bake that bread. They would get flour at the port of Burlington, and then they drove it, the bread, to Valley Forge.
After the war, Bustle moved to Philadelphia, where the black population was undergoing a dramatic transformation. About a decade before the war, the city's black population was only about 10% free. But by the 1790s, the population was 90% free. As someone born enslaved who became a successful entrepreneur, Bustle embodied that population shift.
As numbers of people of African descent trickling into Philadelphia, there's a need for education.
Michael Idris is a historian with the Museum of the American Revolution.
People of African descent are coming to Cyrus, to his bake shop, to understand and make connections with this person who is doing well for himself.
Bustle and his contemporaries, Richard Allen and Absalon Jones, co-founded the first black mutual aid society, the Free African Society. It only lasted a few years, but served as a model for generations of black leaders. Bustle also created a school for black children and delivered motivational speeches to enslaved people. Idris, the historian, says Bustle's speeches are a rare opportunity to understand the mind of a 17th century black American.
Unfortunately, a lot of them, if you wanted to know about people of African descent, you had to look at a runaway ad. So to have Cyrus's words really gave us just a snapshot, a small snapshot of some of the possibilities and the thoughts of people of African descent during this period.
In his speeches, Bustle would lean into his Quaker beliefs to urge enslaved people to exercise patience.
Cyrus was saying to them, there's a path forward. There are some steps that you might have to do. They might be a bit uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, the goal is for us to get some agency and to be able to build community from within.
Bustle died in 1806, leaving a lasting legacy in the city of brotherly love. One of his 20th century descendants was the singer, actor, and civil rights activist Paul Robeson of West Philadelphia. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.